First Alert meteorologist Garrett Biedenbaugh here for our Friday weather chat as we go in depth. And we don't have much in the way of rain over the next several days. We're really drying out in a hurry this time of the year.
Yeah, in that dry season now. So we are seeing that. And also another place you could see them is beside the railroad tracks with the sparks created by the railroads, by the cars. So yeah, this time of year, definitely dry. This is our dry season, you know, typically dry. We're about almost a half inch below average for the month, but that's at least coming off a wet, you know, winter and early spring. But yeah, definitely now things can get going in a hurry. And thankfully, that fire this morning didn't have much wind to help blow it in either direction. So there were some neighborhoods north and south of that fire. So thankfully for those folks, that wasn't that big of a deal here this morning, other than the kind of the scary looking scenario out the door. But yeah, definitely got to be careful. Don't want you to burn anything. So this time of year, we don't have any rain right now, essentially, on our 7-day forecast here. So it's going to be dry. And the long range outlook is still a little dry. We're going to maybe try to get a couple of fronts in here in May, but right now, not much on the horizon.
Are we relatively dry overall? I'm not sure what our drought index is looking like right now, but I didn't see much last I looked at the Florida Forest Service about activity around at least central and north Florida.
Yeah, we are drying out. We're not in a drought or anything like that right now, but thanks to that help from the wet El Nino winter and early spring. But again, now we're beginning to see those drying periods. And then eventually, once we get to latter part of May into June, we get the sea breeze creating those daily afternoon thunderstorms. So we'll begin to see our wet season kick in over the next several weeks, but still a couple more weeks here, at least in the short term, for some dry weather.
We were pushing close to 90 yesterday afternoon. It was hot.
You know,
not humid.
Yeah, the humidity will be up a tick today. We'll have that east wind coming in, blowing in some moisture off the Atlantic. So we'll have that 10 to 15 miles per hour, keeping you in the upper 70s at the coast, low 80s inland, but mid 80s, say, west of Highway 301, Baker County there. And we'll see over the weekend a little bit cooler in the upper 70s to low 80s, but also a high rip current risk at our local beaches. So if you have plans out there at the beach, just be mindful of the rip currents. There'll be some elevated swells, too, out there.
Well, we're going to see a lot of people at the beach. It's the opening of the beaches weekend. Sunday afternoon is the parade, and they've added in. There's a silent disco tonight. Have you done a silent disco before?
I haven't, but I heard they were fun.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. They did the silent goat disco, by the way, over at the Clay County Fair recently.
Oh,
Michelle
Thibodeau
was talking about that. Yeah. But then, tomorrow, volleyball tournament, sandcastle competition, fishing tournament as well. Rip current risk, again, elevated with the onshore flow, and that's going to be persistent through the weekend?
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday we'll have that onshore wind, 10 to 20. It'll be a little bit breezy tomorrow at the beach, higher than just your typical day. So we'll have that, and that enhances the rip current risk. And then we're still dry, warming it up into next week. Monday, Tuesday, last couple of days of April, will be in the mid-80s. And then looking at the first couple of days of May, we'll be in the upper 80s.
Wow. What's our average right around now?
82 right now.
Okay, so that would be above average. Yeah. Last few days, previous parts of this week were below average. Can't completely rule out rain, but the chief was saying earlier, like, maybe just a brief, like, little sprinkle or downpour is pretty much all.
Nothing really to shake a stick at. Coming off the Atlantic here with that east wind. Okay. So it'd be very brief. It's nothing to cancel plans over or anything like that. You got Roskaloosa and Nocatee over the weekend,
have
the Songwriters Festival. No, I haven't, but I've seen them setting up. I haven't been to that.
I have heard it is, like, off the chain awesome.
Yeah, they sell tickets for it.
In the Nocatee community.
Yeah, so a lot of golf carts around. Watch out for those folks.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that'll be tomorrow in the morning. You can walk alongside the chief in memory of his late mom, Connie, who passed from pancreatic cancer. The annual Purple Stride Walk is at Treaty Oak Park. We're going to be out tomorrow at the Smoothie King Crown Cup. I've nailed it now because that is hard to say. Smoothie King Crown Cup, say it three times fast. Pickleball tournament benefiting the Malavia Washington Youth Foundation. We're going to be at Argyle Forest Park. Starts at 8, and that sound of pickleball.
Yeah.
Going to be in the air all day long.
Yeah.
And we look forward to that. Tens of thousands of dollars raised for the Malavia Washington Youth Foundation. The symphony is in action. Springfield Tour of Homes and Gardens is this weekend. Disney's Frozen the Musical. What do you have cooking this weekend?
Nephew's birthday.
All
at the beach.
Right.
Yep. Turned nine.
Nine already?
Yeah, I know.
Goodness.
Yeah, he's growing up.
And baby boy is coming soon. What's the update?
Yeah, next couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks away to the due date. So, I mean, we'll see when he likes to come.
So one of these days you're just going to not appear on TV and we'll basically be
totally.
Like, all right, baby Biedenbaugh is out the door.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well, you may get a VIP text.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, you may get one.
And we'll get the we'll get the photos on TV, right?
Yes, and my wife has already told me they must be approved.
They must be approved. Of both the baby and her?
Yeah,
or the whole
I guess.
Family?
Okay, yeah, I guess. You know me, I get excited. I just fire them off. You know?
So enjoy these last few weekends not to be daddy just yet, but daddy to be. You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. We're looking forward to it. We're just ready to meet the little guy.
Can't wait. We're really excited. All right, recap again. The weekend looking pretty good overall.
Looking good. Upper 70s, low 80s. Only isolated brief shower Saturday. Most spots are dry, and then low 80s on Sunday. It'll be a little bit breezy, though.
All right. Welcome to the Jaguars, by the way. You like the pick? Wide receiver?
It was good. First thing I checked this morning when I woke up, and I was like, okay, we'll do it.
Yeah, and they're holding on to the 48th selection. Round two is tonight in Detroit, and as a native of Detroit, it was so awesome to see the huge crowd out there. And I, as a native of Detroit, now calling Jacksonville home, you know, we have all these links to Jacksonville and the Lions in many ways with players that have been trading and coaches and stuff like that. One of the things that I look forward to most is when Jacksonville eventually gets to host the NFL draft, because you know we will.
That'll be awesome.
And then, like, where will it be? Will it have the beach backdrop, downtown backdrop? But boy, would it be so awesome to see the 150,000, 200,000 fans just enjoying that.
Yeah, so we'll see. Maybe after the stadium.
Cannot wait. Yeah. 9:18 on Jacksonville's Morning News. Enjoy the weekend, brother.
You too.